afternoon, Denver Broncos season ticket holders. Welcome to our fan forum call with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. A reminder that if you wish to ask a question of the commissioner, press star 3. At this time, I would like to introduce Broncos President Joe Ellis.
Thank you, Jim. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And I'd just like to reiterate on behalf of Pat Bowlen, thank you very much for your support. We really, really appreciate it. It's a pleasure for me to introduce to all of you Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League. Roger served ably under former commissioner Pete Rozelle, beginning his career in 1982 at the league office, and then served for several years after that as Commissioner Tagliabue's right-hand man before becoming commissioner in 2006. Now, having worked for him directly, I can tell you that he loves the game. He loves the National Football League, and he looks forward to a sensible resolution to the current labor situation. I'm sure you'll have some questions about that for him later as we move towards conclusion on that. So at this point, I want to tell you, Commissioner, we appreciate you agreeing to spend some time with us today and with our season ticket holders, and I'll turn this forum over to you.
Well, thank you, Joe. I guess I'd just say up front the same as you did, which is thank you to the Denver Broncos fans for their support, not just to the Broncos, but also the NFL. Your support is very much appreciated and important to us. And these fan forums give me an opportunity to hear directly from you and hear what's on your mind. In addition, it gives me a chance to try to respond to some of your questions directly. So I look forward to hearing from you and giving you my direct answers.
Thank you, Commissioner. A reminder to ticket holders, press star 3 if you'd like to get on the queue to ask Commissioner Goodell a question, and press star 0 if you'd like to speak with the ticket office representative at any time. We're ready to take our first question, and it comes from Jeff in Billings, Montana, who's been a Broncos season ticket holder for 3 years. Jeff, go ahead for the Commissioner.
Yeah, my question, Mr. Commissioner, is in the event of an extended work stoppage, is there a contingency plan for undrafted free agents to meet with clubs around the league?
Right now, the undrafted free agents, they're not allowed to be any contact with them. We will not do that for the foreseeable future. So right now, player transactions are not permitted.
Our next question comes from Ken in Cherry Hills, Colorado. Ken has been a season ticket holder since 1961, celebrating his 50th year in the Broncos family.
Hey, Mr. Commissioner, this is Ken Mendelsberg in Cherry Hills. Hey, I just have a quick question for you. I've got an 11-year-old son who has not yet been to a Monday night football game. And as you know, the Broncos open up versus the Oakland Raiders on Monday, September 12th. What am I going to tell Zachary when I pick him up here in an hour? Do you think that game is going to happen? And, again, appreciate your time.
Well, Ken, thank you for your question. More importantly, thank you for the 50 years of support. Nobody wants you to attend that opening Monday night game with your son more than I do. And we'll continue to be focused on getting an agreement. One of the things that frustrates me, which I'm sure frustrates every fan, is that not enough negotiation is going on. That's how this is going to get resolved. Unfortunately, the attorneys for the Players Association have pushed a litigation strategy. The sooner we get back to discussing these issues at the table, the sooner we can assure the fact that you're going to be sitting at Mile High on Monday night with your 11-year-old son.
We do have ticket holders in all 50 states, and Commissioner Richard Dennis is a season ticket holder in Woodland Hills, California, has been for 11 years. Richard Dennis, go ahead with your question for Commissioner Goodell.
Well, I have a way to end the labor issue, and it seems like the pile of money that's at stake that everybody's trying to get a piece of, if that was divided into four pieces, if the players took a quarter, the owners took a quarter, the retired players took a quarter, and the fans got a quarter. Seems like everybody wins in that scenario. Everybody's happy. The lawyers may not be happy, but everybody else wins. What would be the problem with something like that, even though it's oversimplified, I understand.
Yeah, Richard, I think you just touched on it there. It's oversimplified. The issues here are not just about a pot of money. It's about how you grow that pot of money, how you grow the league, how you grow the opportunities, and a variety of system issues, including the rookie pool and figuring out a better way to compensate rookies and provide for the players that have proven themselves on the NFL field. So I think while it is an oversimplification, there is the core of your point is correct, though. If the parties get together and they engage in sincere negotiations, and we all work towards what we need rather than what we want, and you realize a compromise is going to be necessary, then I think you can get to an agreement that can work for everybody.
Press star 3, fans, if you'd like to ask Commissioner Goodell a question. Commissioner, Matt is a season ticket holder from Golden, Colorado, has been since 1977. Matt, go ahead for Commissioner Goodell.
Hi, thank you for doing this. I was kind of, or I guess wondering, the Broncos may be behind an eight ball here if the labor lockout continues for an extended period of time with a new coaching staff, new schemes, new players. They're not allowed to have, like anybody, formal practices. If this goes into the late summer and then all of a sudden they're having to do so much to catch up in such a short period of time, I mean, I guess success rate would be looked at as rather low. What can they do to remedy that, if anything?
Well, Matt, you point out why it's so frustrating and disappointing that we're still in this litigation phase and really haven't had serious or productive discussions and negotiations since March 11th, because the reality of it is you need to remove that uncertainty by getting an agreement, having each team understand what system they are operating under. It's not just Coach Fox's new system that has to be implemented, but there has to likely be a new rookie compensation system. There's going to have to probably be potentially modifications to free agency and other rules. And those things need to be agreed to between the parties. All 32 teams have to have the opportunity to avail themselves of those same rules at the same time so we can keep the competitive integrity of the game. And so the answer is the sooner you can get this uncertainty removed by negotiating an agreement, the faster everyone can get back to doing what they do best, which I know Coach Fox wants to do, is get back on the field and start coaching players.
Commissioner Wayne Kerber has been a season ticket holder from Granby, Colorado, for 20 years. Wayne, go ahead for Commissioner Goodell.
Yeah, Commissioner, this is Wayne Kerber from Granby, Colorado. And it's more of a statement than a question, but I'm a little frustrated about this whole lockout procedure, and that you guys have the number one sports market out there, and now it's between the owners and the players and everybody is trying to ruin it for everybody. And very frankly, if there's any games canceled this year, regular season games, if any of them are canceled, I'm turning my tickets in. I'm done with football. And so how long, if everybody gets the same attitude I do, how long do you think it's going to take to recover from something like that?
Well, Wayne, I understand your frustration, and I think your frustration is not held by you alone. I hear this from fans all the time, and this is what we have said to the union for over the last year, is that what we have described as value destruction is that people will move away from the game. The partners will have to move away from the game. If there is still this uncertainty, if there's still not this agreement, we need to have an agreement. We need to have a system that works for all parties. But if you're not successful in getting that agreement, the frustration level is going to be extensive. So I understand exactly where you are. I understand the impatience and the disappointment of where we are. And that's why we want to get back to that table and get this resolved, because I think we can still be successful in playing a full 2011 schedule, and we should be if we're all sincere in getting to the table and getting to work.
Thank you. Fans, remember to press star 3 if you'd like to ask Commissioner Goodell a question. Our next question comes from Mr. Russell Clapp. Mr. Russell Clapp is a season ticket holder from Denver since the 1960s. Go ahead for Commissioner Goodell.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Why doesn't football have the same protection from lawsuits that baseball has? And are you working on that?
You know, I'm sorry, I missed your last name, Russell, so if you don't mind, I'll call you by your first name for purpose of this. But there is a full antitrust exemption that baseball is operating under that the NFL nor any other league does not enjoy. We are subject to antitrust laws like any other business. We do have an exception as it relates to pooling of our television revenue, which has, I think, been one of the fundamental aspects of our league that's allowed each team to be successful because they have the financial resources. So the same money that's generated by the New York Giants and media revenue is generated by the Denver Broncos. And that's part of the structure that I think has allowed us to have a very competitive league, and we owe to our forefathers. So the reality of it is it's something that's grown out of history. It was something that was granted to baseball early in the last century, and it's something that we're continuing to address. And it's one of the reasons why this antitrust challenge that the union's attorneys have directed towards the NFL is so troublesome, because it's attacking the very essence of our game. It's attacking the draft and the ability to have a draft that I believe helps lead to that competitive balance. It is going to attack the salary cap, free agency restrictions, and a variety of other aspects that have made our game so great, so competitive, and allow every season ticket holder, every fan to come into a season thinking their team is going to win the Super Bowl.
Commissioner Debbie Olila is a season ticket holder from Wheat Ridge, Colorado. She's been a ticket holder since 2010. Debbie, go ahead with your question for Commissioner Goodell.
Thank you. Although I am a new season ticket holder, I am a lifelong fan of the Broncos and the NFL, and I've received several letters from the Broncos regarding their refund policy if games are not played this season. However, are there plans in the works to play the games with replacement players?
Debbie, I'm glad you're a new season ticket holder. We hope you're going to be a long-time season ticket holder. There are no plans for replacement players. We have not focused on that at all. It's not part of our strategy. Our objective here is to get an agreement with our current players and to get them back on the field and continue to play the great NFL football you expect.
Mr. Richard Rosenberg has been a season ticket holder since the 60s and lives in Denver. Richard Rosenberg, go ahead for Roger Goodell.
Yes, Commissioner, I have a question. It's my understanding that the vast majority of the players have agents and negotiate their own deals. Are there enough players who play for the minimum wage or the minimum scale to sustain a work stoppage?
Well, in this case, they are not asking to go out on strike, Richard. This is not something that they are taking as their initiative. The owners and the clubs are initiating a lockout to force a negotiation to get a new collective bargaining agreement. And what is happening is that, unfortunately, the lawyers for the union seem to be taking over and pushing this litigation strategy. And what that's doing is delaying the ultimate resolution and the ultimate negotiation, because I believe in my heart that the concepts that the union's attorneys have put forth are not good for the vast majority of players. And the vast majority of players wouldn't support many of the changes that they're asking for. As an example, I don't think a lot of players would benefit without having some kind of a minimum team spend, which is part of a collective bargaining agreement. And that wouldn't occur in the system that the union attorneys are proposing. They wouldn't have minimum salaries. They wouldn't have collectively bargained benefits across all players that would benefit all players. So I don't believe in the vision of the union attorneys, a way they are proposing this and where they're pursuing it in court, that it would be beneficial for the vast majority of players, a very small number of players. And that's why a collective bargaining system that is fair to everybody, give everybody a chance, and it will benefit more people, including all the players and all the fans and the 32 clubs.
Season ticket holders, remember to press star 3 if you'd like to ask Commissioner Goodell a question. Commissioner Art Moyle has been a Denver Broncos season ticket holder since the team's inaugural season in 1960. Art lives in Denver. Go ahead for the commissioner, Art.
Yes, Commissioner. My question would be, if we do start missing games because of the problems they're having with negotiations, why can't we take them games we miss and put them at the end of the season so the fans at least get a full season out of the tickets and all of the games, so regardless of who goes to the Super Bowl, we will still be able to see a full season and have a fair and honest season and for every one of the teams to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, are you obviously we are going to go into this with the objective of playing every one of our scheduled games for the 2011 season. If by chance we have to cancel any games because we're unsuccessful getting agreement, and then we obviously become successful by getting an agreement, we will try to reschedule every possible game. It's not entirely possible, though, to have flexibility of adding all of those games at the end of the season. The Super Bowl is a major event and obviously takes a great deal of planning and commitments, and we're very sincere in our efforts to work with the Indianapolis community and make sure that it's a great Super Bowl. We don't have all the flexibility to reschedule games. That's why we need to get these resolved sooner rather than later.
Chad from New York, New York, a season ticket holder since 1963, has a question for Commissioner Goodell. Chad, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Commissioner. Thank you for taking my call. Quick question and then a comment. The question regards the use of equipment, or at least mandating the use of equipment like thigh pads, hip pads, helmets. I know that the players, you know, basically use a potpourri of different equipment. I was wondering if the league was going to standardize that, not only for player safety, but also sets a good example for the younger players out there. And then a quick comment on the CBA. As a season ticket holder, we're kind of the investors in this whole deal. And to be honest, everyone's losing credibility in our eyes. I mean, you're losing credibility. Please don't take that personally. The owners, the players. Just because we're in litigation doesn't mean that the parties can't talk. And, you know, as following up on everyone else, I hope we just resolve this soon. Thank you.
Well, Chad, I don't take it personally, and I think you're absolutely right. People just want football, and I've made that very clear, and that's our responsibility. On your first point on mandating equipment, it's actually been a very big focus of mine since becoming commissioner, but I believe we should go back to mandating hip pads, thigh pads, knee pads. These are things that we proposed to the union last spring. They were reluctant to mandate them. They wanted to go through studies. We agreed to do that. And once again, earlier this year when we went through our competition committee meetings, the union was reluctant to do that. I think it's very important for several of the points you made. One, just player safety. I think it's the more protection our players wear, the more likely they are to avoid injury. Second of all, it does send a very good message to other levels of football to protect yourself, to make sure you're wearing the proper equipment, that it's fitted properly, that you're wearing all the appropriate pads to make the game as safe as possible. So we're going to continue to pursue that. I do believe it's something we should do as a league.
Commissioner, Mr. Matt Zentner of Pueblo West, Colorado, has been a season ticket holder since 2007. Matt, go ahead for Commissioner Goodell.
Hey, Commissioner Goodell. Thanks a lot for holding this forum. Definitely cool what the NFL is doing for fan outreach to try to, you know, make us feel more at ease. My question, you know, it's kind of frustrating because, you know, we're kind of in limbo. Okay, is there going to be a season or is there not? But, you know, for one thing, we've already put down our deposit for season tickets, and just the other day we got another notice saying, hey, the remainder of your balance is due by June 7th, so get this paid as soon as possible. You know, it doesn't seem like we're getting quite to a resolution yet, but it still seems like the teams want their money from us. So can you address what, you know, to help put the fans at ease? Is there anything you can do to, I don't know, say make it up to us, but just kind of make us feel a little bit more at ease about the situation?
Well, Matt, as you point out, we're preparing for the 2011 season. That's our objective, and that's what we're intending to do. And we've scheduled the season as we normally do. We've gone through the draft, and we want to obviously remove the uncertainty by getting a negotiated settlement with the players. But in the meantime, we're ready to play football, and that's going to be the objective we have to do. And as a league, we adopted a policy that any missed games would be refunded to the fans. And our teams are working hard to work with their season ticket holders and other ticket holders to make sure that we help our fans through this period of time of uncertainty and make sure that we get through this in a way that you all will be proud to be season ticket holders of the Broncos.
Commissioner Marta Coleman is another season ticket holder from Foxfield, Colorado, another 1960 original season ticket holder. Marta Coleman, go ahead for Commissioner Goodell.
Yes, Commissioner, it is nice to talk to you. You talked earlier about the earlier people that helped form the policy of revenue sharing. One of those was my father, who was the original owner of the Broncos. His name was Gerald Phipps.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon?
Oh, I know of his name, and I appreciate all he's done for the NFL.
Thank you very much. I have really more than a question. I have a comment that I have felt for quite some time. I know one of the items of discussion with all this is profit sharing, which I can understand might be a way of settling things. The problem to me is if the players want to share in the profits, I think they also have to share in the expenses. Otherwise, I don't see a fairness in anything.
Well, Mark, I'm sorry. No, let me try to address it. Right now, the way the system works, it is not a profit-sharing system. It is a revenue-sharing system. So what the players share in is a percentage of the revenue, not the cost. One of the issues that we are addressing is that those costs, those other costs, even besides player costs that are rising dramatically. And the players don't share in that. And the reality of it is we want recognition of those costs because that will cause us all to invest more in the game. It'll cause us to make our stadiums better. It'll cause us to find new growth opportunities, which will be good for the game. And all of that is critical to having a system that is going to lead to growth. And that's good for everybody, including the players. So you touch on exactly the core point that the clubs have been raising is allow us a system where revenue can continue to grow and we can recognize that it's more and more costly to grow that revenue. We have to invest more to grow that revenue. And while you want to share in that revenue, that's great, but also recognize the cost of doing that.
Fans, we have 5 or 6 minutes left with Commissioner Goodell. Our next question is from Jeff in North Glen, Colorado. Jeff has been a season ticket holder for 45 years. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Roger. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate
you too,
coming
Jeff.
Down here. I wanted to ask you, newest first-round draft choice, Von Miller, had his name on there with Peyton and Tom Brady. And I want to ask you if you think that that's going to hurt him in any way, that he was the only draft choice to have done that.
No, Jeff, I don't. You know, I happened to be in Denver at the Broncos facility when Von was in meeting with the coaching staff prior to the draft. And I went out of my way to go over and say hello to him. He's a great young man, obviously a great player, and I know the Broncos are excited about what he's going to do for the team. And you as fans should be excited. But I have great respect for Von. I think he's an outstanding young man, and I look forward to having many, many productive years in the NFL.
Commissioner, our next question comes from Matt Johnson, a season ticket holder from Denver, who's been one since 1995. Matt, go ahead for Commissioner Goodell.
Thank you, Mr. Goodell, for your time today, and I appreciate the opportunity to ask you a question here. There's been a lot of talk, and it's clear that one of the talking points from the league is to sort of, I don't want to say attack, but make it clear that the players brought this situation to litigation by bringing the lawsuit in federal court. And I'm just wondering if, you know, at some point here, I think it needs to be asked whether or not the owners are willing to open their books, not necessarily to the public, that doesn't necessarily make sense, but to a third-party auditor or to the players such that the players have some sort of ability to gauge whether or not the claims the owners are making about losing money are accurate.
I'm glad you raised that, Matt. I'm sorry, were you done? Yeah, I'm glad you raised that because, you know, that has been something that you've heard the union raise. The reality of it is they know every penny the NFL makes in revenue by the agreement we currently have. And, in fact, they have audit rights to that. That's an extraordinary amount of financial information. Beyond that, they also have an extraordinary amount of information on our cost, including the fact that when we said we would like to have our costs recognized, we demonstrated all those costs, and there was not one argument to those costs. The final point, when we were in the 17 days of mediation, we actually offered to show them several of our financial indicators, in fact, several financial information that we did not even show our 32 clubs, that would indicate to them where profits have gone and how they've gone. All they had to do was sign a confidentiality agreement, which they were unwilling to do. So I think I know they have enough information to make these decisions. We've offered to give more financial disclosure so they can make these decisions. I'm sympathetic to that, but they had an opportunity to do that, and they didn't take that.
Commissioner Jerry Henderson from Estes Park, Colorado, has been a season ticket holder with the Broncos since 1975. Jerry, go ahead for Commissioner Goodell.
Welcome, Commissioner, and thank you for participating in the call. I have two questions. The first one is, let's try to clean up the NFL by having a rule and enforcing it that if you have one felony conviction, you cannot play in the NFL. No exceptions. Your thoughts on that?
You know, Jerry, this is a balance of people making a mistake and having the opportunity or the right to earn an opportunity to recover from that. And it's a difficult issue, and it's one that I gave a great deal of consideration in the past, as you know, some of the high-profile discipline issues. And I think if an individual who makes a mistake has served their time, they have demonstrated a willingness to overcome that mistake and to earn their way back, and not only in the respect, but also in making sure that they're going to conduct themselves in a positive way going forward. I think we owe somebody that opportunity, but I think they have to demonstrate that willingness to recognize a mistake. It is, and I've said this several times before, it is a privilege to play or be a part of the National Football League. It is not a right. And any of us who are so privileged to be a part of it have a responsibility back to our fans to conduct themselves in an appropriate way. So we're all subject to making mistakes, And when we make those mistakes, we have to recognize them, acknowledge them, and overcome them, and demonstrate to people that we're willing to do that. And I'm supportive of people who do that. And if people are going to demonstrate that you can overcome mistakes and live a very positive life, I think that's a good thing for our society in general, much less the NFL.
Folks, we're going to have time for one more question for Commissioner Goodell, but we want to remind fans that you are encouraged to stay on the line and leave messages and comments about the event, or go to denverbroncos.com/fanforum to fill out a survey. Commissioner, our last question comes from Randy, Denver, Colorado resident. Randy's been a season ticket holder for 26 years. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, thank you, and good afternoon, Commissioner. Kind of fun to bring up the end. I thought I might change the subject a little bit. This is an optimistic question, hopefully thinking that the season is going to go forward. I wondered about the status of the talked about changes of moving to an 18-game regular season and cutting back on the preseason games.
Well, Randy, it's something that is actually part of our collective bargaining negotiations. As you know, and I hear from season ticket holders in particular, they don't like the quality of our preseason. We have talked about a variety of ways to address that, but one is we believe we can still have great quality NFL football by having just two preseason games, and by switching those into regular season games, that is increases the value of what you as season ticket holders get. And I think there's a great deal of interest from our season ticket holders in that. At the same time, you have to be considerate of what that does to the game. And we have studied this for a couple of years. We've worked with our players. There are player health and safety concerns that need to be addressed responsibly. And I've said before, if we do the 18-game season, we won't do it unless we can do it right. And we have made a proposal back in March as part of the overall proposal to the players that would have significant changes to the off-season, to the training camp period, and to the regular season that would reduce contacts and hopefully can make our game safer. We proposed implementing that immediately, making a judgment about whether those are positive effects on the game, and then whether we should engage in an 18-game schedule. We would do that together with the players. But let me emphasize one more time, we will not do this unless we can do it right.
Commissioner, the Broncos very much want to thank you for your time, and we want to thank our over 5,100 season ticket holders who participated in this fan forum as well. Again, fans are encouraged to stay on the line and leave messages or comments about the event, or go to denverbroncos.com/fanforum to fill out a survey. Again, the Denver Broncos particularly want to thank Commissioner Goodell and all of our great fans for participation.
Sacco, thank you, and more importantly, thank you to all the fans. I know this is a frustrating period, and we appreciate your support. We're going to continue to work as hard as we can to get this agreement resolved as quickly as possible. So thank you all for your support, and I look forward to seeing you next season.